10. Packaging. Useful sentences.
1. These goods are very expensive and easily damaged.
2. Last time you told me that you wanted the most economical packaging.
3. We always take extra care of every shipment.
4. As this article is fragile, please case it into durable packaging.
5. The cost of this article includes packaging.
6. As a rule, the buyer ought to bear the charges of packaging.
7.
The outer packaging should be strong enough for transportation.
8. As to the inner packaging, it must be attractive and helpful to the sales.
9. For dangerous and poisonous cargo, the nature and the generally adopted symbol shall be marked conspicuously on each package.
10. We usually pack each piece of men's shirt in a box, half a dozen to a box and 10 dozen to a wooden case.
11. Nowadays, many kinds of drinks are packed in paper tins.
12. The wooden case should not only be seaworthy, but also strong enough to protect the goods from any damage.
13. Please pack one TV set into a cardboard box. 4 sets to a wooden case is suitable for export.
14. All the cases are strongly packaged in compliance with your request.
15. The outer packing in bales or in wooden cases is at buyer's option.
16. Please make sure that the packaging is strong enough to withstand rough handling.
17. The goods must be packed in strong paper bags as stipulated in the contract.
Fashion conversation.
Conversation 1.
Hi, Mr. Ben. We have visited the factories, and I am very satisfied with your factory's production conditions. But I have little knowledge about the packaging of your screwdrivers. I just want to know the details about that.
Okay, I'll show you how the packaging is like. We have a showroom on the first floor. Let's go downstairs and have a look.
Thank you.
These are the various kinds of packaging for screwdrivers. Normally, we have 3 types of packaging: skin packaging, hanging packaging, and blister packaging.
Oh, the packaging looks very nice.
The skin packaging is the most advanced packaging for this product in the world market. It catches the eye and can help push sales.
Good. What about the export packaging?
Well, they are packed in boxes of 2 dozens, each 100 boxes to a wooden case.
Is the wooden case strong enough for transportation? You see, 100 boxes of screwdrivers are very heavy. It's about 2,400 kilograms.
I can get assured of that. So far, no customers have complained about our counter-packaging.
I'm glad to hear that. By the way, do you accept neutral packaging?
Yes, we can pack the goods according to your instructions.
Very good. Okay, Mr. Ben, now I'm totally satisfied with your packaging. You can execute our first order now, and I will open the LC immediately after I return to Hong Kong.
All right, we'll make the shipment as soon as your LC is on hand.
Conversation 2.
I wish to make it clear at the outset that this matter of labels is entirely our problem.
I should say it's something we have never come across before.
The Federal Food and Drug Administration, or the FDA as we call it for short, imposes a whole set of regulations on the import of food products to the United States. Over the years, they have become so rigid and complicated that they are now quite a headache for us importers.
In my opinion, overly strict regulations are just another way of restricting imports.
There's something in what you're saying. According to the present FDA regulations, the Ma Ling labels then cannot be used if the lychee is to be offered for import into the United States.
Why not? Our canned lychee and canned provisions have already been widely sold in various markets abroad, and the Ma Ling label has now been accepted by most overseas customers and importers. Is it quite impossible for you to use the Ma Ling labels as they are?
I'd be quite willing to if I could, but we must comply with the label requirements according to our law, or we can't clear the consignment of lychee through the customs.
In that case, what can we do to help you? Have you any suggestions?
Would you consider quoting us for the order with neutral cans on a CIF basis for delivery in Hong Kong? Our associated company there will have the labels printed to comply with the FDA regulations.
Do you think that's the only way out? You know, we usually do the labeling, as we are responsible for the brand labels of our products.
Conversation 3.
Mr. Jones, shall we now discuss the packaging?
Very well. You know, we have definite ways of packaging garments. As to blouses, we use a polythene wrapper for each article, all ready for window display.
Good. A wrapping that catches the eye will certainly help push the sales. With competition from similar garment producers, the merchandise must not only be a good value, but also look attractive.
Right you are. We'll see to it that the blouses appeal to the eye as well as to the purse.
What about the outer packing?
We'll pack them 10 dozens to one carton, gross weight about 25 kilos a carton.
Cartons?
Yes, corrugated cardboard boxes.
Could you use wooden cases instead?
Why use wooden cases?
I'm afraid the cardboard boxes are not strong enough for such a heavy load.
The cartons are comparatively light and therefore easy to handle. They won't be stowed away with the heavy cargo. The stevedores will see to that. Besides, we'll reinforce the cartons with straps. Silk blouses are not fragile goods. They can stand a lot of jolting.
Maybe you are right, but the goods are to be transshipped at Hamburg or London. If the boxes are moved about on an open wharf, the dampness or rain may get into them. This would make the blouses spotted or ruined.
No need to worry about that. The cartons are lined with plastic sheets and are waterproof. And as the boxes are made of cardboard, they will be handled with care.
Well, I don't want to take any chances. Besides, cartons are easy to cut open, and this increases the risk of pilferage.
Tampering with cartons is easily detected. I should say that this rather discourages pilferage.
Conversation 4.
I'm afraid that in case of damage or pilferage, the insurance company will refuse compensation on the ground of improper packaging or packaging unsuitable for sea voyage.
But the cartons are quite seaworthy. They are extensively used in our shipments to continental ports. There are never any complaints from our clients, and our insurance company has also approved such packaging for WPA and TPND.
If you could guarantee compensation in case the insurance company refuses to honor a claim for faulty packaging, we would be quite willing to accept cartons.
I'm sorry, but we can't take on any responsibility that is beyond our function and power. We'll make sure that the packaging is seaworthy, but we can't commit ourselves to being responsible for every kind of mishap.
I can understand your position. Perhaps I'm asking too much.
We'll use wooden cases if you insist, but the charge for packaging will be considerably higher, and it also slows delivery.
Well, I'll call you immediately for instructions on the matter.
Please do. I'll be waiting for your reply.
Conversation 5.
Mr. Liu, you are operating a container service on the Dylon Caribbean Sea Route, aren't you?
Yes, containers have many advantages. Goods can be loaded and locked at factory premises or at nearby container terminals. There is no risk of goods getting lost or mislaid in transit. Mechanical handling reduces the time a ship spends in port.
Are your containers temperature controlled, watertight, and airtight?
Yes, they can prevent goods from being spoiled by dampness or water.
We have recently signed a contract for the supply of fruits from Dylon to Buenos Aires over the next 6 months. May we use your services?
Sure. Please allow us to handle all shipping and customs formalities. You can save a lot on freight charge and insurance, for premiums are lower for container ship cargo. Rattling off. Did you ever expect a corporation to have a conscience when it has no soul to be damned and no body to be kicked? Edward Thurlow, British lawyer.